Wait, who's coming to this show?
This guy.
Just you?
I think Momo will be my date.
Is Tilly coming?
And Tilly will join us as well also too.
Is Granny coming?
I'm not aware.
Is Nana coming?
She is not.
Oh, is Granny coming?
Nana's super busy. I don't know about Granny, but Nana, they have a
church
thing, whatever that is, yard sale the next day.
When?
So we need to wake up on Saturdays. We need to wake up and go to that.
Wake up early?
Yeah.
Oh.
And we gotta go pick up Woody and Jeanette like we did last year.
Why? Who's Jeanette?
Right.
They're coming from Prince Edward Island just for the yard sale?
Turns out.
Oh my god. That's not very good.
Why not? It's
not very smart. Anyways, we're wasting time here.
They're actually coming to see their daughter. They just come at this time of year so they can also go to this fun sale that Ned and Papa talk about all the time.
Talk
about. Once upon a time, there was a raccoon named Jeremy.
And you said daddy.
And
don't copy what happened in real life.
Jeremy.
Yes, guys, we met a raccoon named Jeremy.
Jeremy walked up and down the streets around dusk and took a look in the garbage bins.
Daddy.
And Jeremy wasn't like the other raccoons. He wasn't looking for scraps of food. See, Jeremy worked at a bakery, so he had all the food he wanted.
He ate, like, fancy food.
What he was looking for was books.
Books.
Jeremy loved books. He read them so fast. He loved to read all about what humans were up to, and most books Jeremy found were about humans.
Not really. None of your stories. Well, mostly none of your stories.
Well, I don't write most books.
Well, none of the stories that you're writing with your mouth.
Jeremy had a best friend named Lewis. Lewis was a salt shaker. And Jeremy used to carry Lewis around with him. And on occasion, he would find a nice piece of food, and he would salt it up and munch it. But mostly, he and Lewis enjoyed these books that Jeremy would find. When Jeremy was done with it, he would give it to Lewis. And when Lewis was done with it, he would give it to Donnie.
Who's Donnie?
Donnie was a garden hose that they hung out with sometimes.
Who's Lewis? Right, Lewis is this.
Lewis is a salt shaker.
Right. Sorry, I was getting caught up in
that. And then when Donnie was finally done with it, he would give it to, what was her name again? Brenda.
Who's Brenda?
Brenda is, she's an old tire.
Okay.
And, anyways, so...
Wait, give what to me?
The books. Jeremy would find the book, he would read it. And again, he's a fast reader. They're all very fast readers. They all found it very interesting to read about humans and their exploits. And when they were done reading, then they would have a book club meeting, and they would talk about the book. Donna would usually bring some cookies.
What's Donna? What's Donna?
Donna is an old tire.
And that's Brenda.
Brenda?
Yes.
Oh yeah, who's Donna?
Donna's a hose.
No, that was Donnie.
Oh.
Oh, that's so confusing. Anyways, Brenda would bring cookies, and Donnie the hose. He always forgot to bring things, and they were always like, Donnie. But luckily, Lenny knew to cover for Donnie, and he'd always bring an extra thing. Ooh. He liked to bring a spinach dip.
And what else?
And then he would also bring some wine and say it was Donnie's. And Donnie was like, oh, yeah, of course. Anyways, so Jeremy would lead the book club meetings, and he would say, you know, what was your favorite character, and what did it mean to you, and what did you learn about this that you'll apply to your life? And they all had aspirations.
Oh, Daddy, guess where we're going on a trip?
What?
Guess where we're going on a field trip?
Where?
The ROM.
The ROM, the Royal Ontario Museum.
Yeah, where we I've just came back from.
Yes, I want
to. And guess what exhibit we're going to see?
Tattoos?
No. No. Imagine our class going to see the tattoo exhibit. Tilly walks over. Why don't they just cut it off?
That guy's wiener.
Yes. Yeah. Imagine everyone in our class.
Are you going to see Mexico?
Nope.
Well, then I'm out of
Rocks
ideas.
Rocks and metals.
Rocks and metals.
Minerals.
Rocks and minerals.
You knew I said minerals.
That sounds like fun.
It is fun because I know everything and everything anyone could know about rocks and minerals.
Do you?
Yes. That's I have about 75 million.
A bit of a gemologist.
I am too.
Alright, fair enough.
Fair enough.
Oof. So what were we talking about? Oh, book club meetings. They all had hopes and aspirations.
Deborah, just stick to Brenda. Gosh.
Well, the thing is,
Harry.
No. It gets confusing because Brenda had three sisters.
Oh God.
Because she was a one of a stack of four old tires, so I mix it up.
Good excuse.
Anyways, Brenda wanted to be a veterinarian.
Oh God, she's never gonna get there.
Why don't you believe in Brenda?
Because she's a tire. You kind of need hands to be a veterinarian.
Yeah. Well.
You also need hands to open a book. She used her ripples in the tire.
Lewis wanted to be an astronaut.
Well, he'll get there, maybe. Okay. Yeah. Wait, Lewis is not the tire. The
salt shaker.
Salt shaker. Yeah, he can make it. Wait, you kind of need legs. No, you don't.
Well, someone could just put him on a spaceship.
Yeah. He can be the driver and just bring him home. And he can pretend he's being an astronaut.
Donnie wasn't sure what he wanted to do. He spent some time working in a wood shop. He quite enjoyed that, but then he got fired because he slept in too often. But our friend Jeremy, whom this story is all about.
He forgot all about
it. Yeah, he had big aspirations. He actually wanted to be a writer.
No, he should have said
that's why he read so many books.
He should have said he wanted to be a human.
Hey, when you're telling the stories. Okay. He was doing research for his own books. He wanted to write his own books. He wanted to write the great American novel.
That's not a good thing to write.
Why not?
Because that'll take a while.
So he wanted to be a great writer that everybody respected. And he had some short stories that he had published in the New York Times. He was pretty proud of that. But, but he didn't have any, he didn't have the discipline to write an entire novel. Like, that takes years. And he just couldn't stop reading. So one day he decided, all right, enough of this.
Can you teach me how that works, stupid?
bug. I said, can you teach me how the works raccoon? Because I need it to not stop writing.
Yeah, he did stop writing and he started writing. And that's all he did. All day.
I like writing. I love writing.
For a year. Really, in fact, his friends from the book club were missing him. Lewis got really concerned about him and went over with a little care package and said, hey, Jeremy, what you up to?
He can't go somewhere. He can't go anywhere.
You're talking about Lewis?
Yeah.
Lewis is pretty mobile.
He can't go anywhere without someone or something to carry him.
Yeah, he finds a way. He's pretty resourceful.
Okay.
Anyways, yeah, so he would visit Jeremy in his tree and bring him little care packages of food and stuff. Jeremy really appreciated it, but he still didn't go anywhere. He still didn't break his plan, and he sat there and he wrote a story about a garbage man who eventually became president of the United States of North America, which was an amalgamated union of Canada, Mexico, and the United States. And this garbage man ran the whole thing. And everybody loved him. And all this kind of, anyways, I won't tell you Jeremy's story, but the point is he wrote a great story, an amazing story of someone achieving an amazing dream that everyone could relate to. And he became very famous, and he did a lot of phone interviews, and he wrote some other articles, and some people wrote articles about him, but they never knew he was a raccoon. And then, when they found out he was a raccoon, there was a big uproar, and people were saying, oh, we can't read stories written by raccoons, this is ridiculous. But then some other doctors wanted to study this smart raccoon who wrote such an amazing story, and where did he get all his resources? And, anyways, it all got very complicated, so Jeremy kind of dropped out of society and left that book out there in the world.
The book
that he published, and everybody loved it, and people decided it was the best book in the entire world that had ever been written by man.
And what was it called?
But it wasn't written by man, which made it even more complicated. Yeah.
Was it called The Garbage Man Who Can?
Yes. And, but yeah, it started a big debate about man's relationship with animals because, you know, because everybody agreed that it was the best book ever written. But it was interesting that it was also the only book ever written by someone who was not a human being. So then they started to wonder if there was potential in other animals, and they started searching around and talking to them and asking them, and
he even asked Bertha or whatever.
And they didn't necessarily find, yeah, well, that's what they realized, that not only animals, but also inanimate objects had a lot to offer.
Oh, gosh.
So, Jeremy was never seen again, but he was known to be the one who bridged the gap between humans and all other forms of life, like animals and salt shakers, hoses, and old tires. The end.